one or two more questions before I play last piece? Either of you, you pick. Tell us a little bit. What drew me to the base? Or what drew me to this base? This is interesting. All my instruments came from my father. I never chose one. So since I do some teaching now, and I'm inexperienced at actually choosing basses. But my father fell in love with this bass. This is in 1958. It's a Gabrielli made in 1769 and in Florence, Italy. And he followed it. He knew the man who owned it, George Hofer, who was a school teacher like my father, and stayed in touch with him. We visited it. George lived in Savannah, Georgia, and he called us in 83 and said he was ready to sell it. And so my father helped me buy it. And I wasn't even ready to switch. I liked the instrument I grew up on, but this is clearly a very superior instrument, and I knew I really needed to make the switch. I mean, I kind of become very loyal to whatever instrument I'm playing and just try to make that work. I don't have eyes for other instruments, really. And like I said, I didn't want to switch to this, but I knew this was a special opportunity. A once in a lifetime. There is no other instrument that's quite like this one. So I'm very lucky to have it. Okay, one last question. What you got?
Memory. How do you remember all of this?
Memory. How do I remember it all? Actually, I made like 5 million mistakes, and since you don't have the music, you don't know. I think that the bass is difficult enough that I have to play a piece so many times so slowly for so long. By the time I get to where I can halfway play it, I've already memorized it. And also, I'm a real student of music. I write music and I'm comfortable on the piano, those kind of things. And all those perspectives help you so that when you play a piece, you see it from four or five angles. It's not simply muscle memory, although that plays a part. So if it's a written piece, seeing the page can play a part. Understanding how the piece is put together is huge. Being a good improviser is very helpful because sometimes you're playing a piece and you get on the wrong fingering. And if you can play by ear, you can maybe get yourself back. And if you can't play by ear, you can be pretty deeply sunk. So, my memory is very strong, but I also have there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of things that kind of bolster it. And then when I'm in a jam, I don't panic and I get myself out of it. That's the other part of it. But yeah, I hate using music. I just don't like having it around. Okay, I'll play you one more piece. It's a little set of jigs I learned 30 years ago or something. And a joy to be with everybody here at Elks Park.